Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey guys, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and I'm actually riding solo on today's podcast because I'm going to be talking to you guys specifically about all about the Idea Fairy. Now, I don't know if you guys know what the Idea Fairy is, but the Idea Fairy is like this thing that happens to entrepreneurs. As entrepreneurs, we're so creative. We are so passionate about our business, about what we're doing, about the impact that we're making in this world, that oftentimes we have a million different ideas that are popping up left, right, and center, right? They're coming up and they're coming at us strong. And they're like, this is a great plan. No, this is a great plan. No, this is a great plan. This is a perfect idea. And it's so common. So like, first of all, if you're listening to this and you're like, that's me, like know that that's really common and it's okay. But what it can also do is it can paralyze you in your business. Because sometimes what happens is that we have all these ideas and we're like, okay, but I want to implement all the ideas. Like I want to do all the things. And when that happens, sometimes it's like, it's so overwhelming because you don't know where to begin, or you start all multiple projects and you have all these things going on and you never have any real focus. So nothing gets either finished or nothing gets implemented really well. And so this can cause you to really be kind of put your business kind of on the back burner in a way, because you're not going to be able to move forward and charge forward if you're not really clear and if you're not really focused on one particular thing. And this is what the Idea Fairy does, right? It's kind of like it comes in and it like pulls your focus away from what it is that you're doing. It's those shiny objects. So how do you shut down this Idea Fairy? So the first thing I want to talk about before I get into shutting down the Idea Fairy, I want to just talk to you guys about the fact that when you have these ideas, it's really important that you give them like some love, right? So I'm not saying like put like tons of energy into it, but I want you to do me a favor and make sure that you record all ideas that come up. So whether you like old school, write it down on like a napkin or a piece of paper or whatever it is that you're writing it down, or if you're like me, like a lot of my ideas come to me actually in the middle of the night when I'm like putting my daughter to bed, because I'm just sitting there like in darkness, like rocking her to sleep. So I'll like be alone with my thoughts and all these ideas will come to me and I don't want to lose them, right? Because usually I'm like, oh, that's a really good idea. Maybe I'll do that. What I do is I actually just take my phone out and I either do a voice recording if I'm not in the darkness with her, or if I am, once she falls asleep, I'll do a little note in my note section, or I'll even send myself an email so that I don't forget it. Because once you start recording it and start sort of compiling these ideas, just keep them, because you never know what you're going to do with them and how they're going to maybe come together to create a bigger, better idea potentially in the future, right? So that's my first thing, is just give them a little bit of love, a little bit of attention, but don't hold on to it. So that's the other thing, is that oftentimes as entrepreneurs we'll be like, but this is like the best idea. I can see how I can implement this. I know what I can do with this. So we like hold on tight and we get like really attached to our ideas, and that's what paralyzes us. So I need you to just kind of like, it's kind of like the art, like in meditation, like the art of just like letting go, right? Like it's like you notice it, you recognize it, and then you let it kind of keep floating on by until you're ready to potentially implement it. So I have a three-step system that I like to follow when it comes to the Idea Fairy. When it comes to these ideas coming up and I'm like, okay, should I do this? Does this make sense to me, to our business? Does this even, like, should this be something I act upon, or should it be something that I save for later, or should it be something I just scrap because it's kind of crazy, okay? So the three-step process that I have for shutting the Idea Fairy down, step number one is that you want to think about what's involved. So what's involved is like everything. So you want to break it all down piece by piece by piece. So you're like, okay, I love this idea. This is like, this idea is going to be it. Now take that idea and break it down into bite-sized pieces. So like from a resource standpoint, what's it going to take from a resource standpoint? Do you have the resources to implement it? So whether that be personnel, whether that be the skills, whether that be the software programs, et cetera, like what do you need to actually be able to execute against this idea? Then you want to think about the time involved. How long realistically is this going to take you? And how much is this going to pull you away from what you're already currently doing? Especially if you're an entrepreneur who already has a business going and everything else, and maybe you have, and like, you know, a life outside of it, and you have all these other things that are happening, how much time do you need to dedicate to this project to make sure that it actually gets implemented well? Then from there, you want to think about, okay, so after resources, time, you then want to be like, okay, so do I need to bring in some outside help? How much money is this going to cost me? And when you think about money, oftentimes people just think of it as like a cost resource. Like, okay, well, it's going to cost me X amount to hire someone. It's going to cost me X amount for, you know, the software that I need or the product or whatever. But it's also thinking about it from a money perspective of like, how much is this going to pull me away from my current job that I'm doing, which will then maybe impact my sales. So is it going to lower my current sales because I can't work with, maybe I'm like a, like I work with business owners and I help coach them. Now, do I have to implement or spend more time building this project? And does that pull me away from working with my clients or take me away from taking on any new clients? Like, am I capping myself because the rest of my time is being dedicated to this project? So you have to think about it from that perspective. How much time and how much resources is this working? Is this going to take you? And then how much from a financial perspective is that pulling away from you and how much is it costing you? And then how much is it going to bring in? So you want to actually break it all down, right? Break down your numbers and be like, okay, so I figured out how much it's going to cost me to run it. I figured out how much it's going to cost me to be able to implement it. I figured out how much it's going to cost me to like get the resources in place. Now I'm going to charge, say, you know, $100. How many of these units do I need to sell to be able to even just break even at that point? And then from a profiting standpoint afterwards, how does that look? And if it's a product that you're offering instead of a service, if it's a product specifically, what is your product cost involved in that? So that you can make sure that this project makes sense, because it's the one thing that you don't want to be doing is you don't want to be spending hours upon months of like time and energy and resources pouring your heart into something that's going to maybe just break even or be struggling to break even or consistently be just breaking even because of all of the other costs added into it outside of it, right? So outside of the launch side of it. So that's definitely this first step. So the first step to shutting down the idea of Harry is to figure out what's involved: resources, money, time. The second thing that you want to be doing is that you want to really think about your customer, your ideal client. And you want to be like, do they actually need this? Okay, so this is like a really, really important step that a lot of people forget about, all right, is they forget about thinking about their outside people. Sometimes we just get, like as entrepreneurs, we get so excited, like, oh my gosh, this product is like the coolest thing I have ever thought of in my life. Like, everyone's going to love it. I know it. Like, I would buy it for sure. So I'm going to build this or I'm going to do this. And then you have cricket and it runs, and it happens to a lot of people, right? I remember a friend of mine in the past, he used to run concerts, okay? I'll give you an example. This is a perfect example of this. He would do concerts, and he would host concerts and events, and he would have, like, an okay turnout, but never a really great turnout. Not always, but on some shows, it would be, like, an okay turnout, but he was more into, like, underground music scene, right? And so because it was, like, an underground music scene, you would only have X amount of people showing up to the show. So then at the end of the show, I would be, like, so your ticket cost you like $10,000. Like, was the show worth it? And it's kind of like a jerky thing for me to say. I was really close to them, so it's okay. It's my act, so it's all right. But it really is something that you have to think about, right? You have to think about it from a perspective of like, does your ideal client really need this? And then is there enough of your ideal client to be able to actually purchase it, to make you money, to make you profit, to make you profitable, or to at least break even? But you don't really want to be in business just to break even, because then it's just like, well, you know, it's kind of like a hobby then at that point. But so you want to like reach out to your clients. Like, literally, you want to think about, okay, so first step is figuring out who your ideal client is. If you don't already know who your ideal client is, you need to like stop, like stop, drop, and roll kind of thing. Like, you need to like slow it down, and you need to be like, okay, my ideal client is who? That's like creating your avatar, right? So like answering all the questions of like who, what, where, like where they like to hang out, who they are, what age they are, which, you know, what do they like to read? What do they like to do in their spare time? That kind of stuff. Like, you need to figure that stuff out, because you need to be really clear as to who you're selling to and who you're speaking to. And if your answer to that question is like everybody, then you need to like stop and you need to get really specific. You need to figure out who your ideal client is. And if you're curious to learn about that kind of stuff, check us out on pitchingacademy.com. We actually have an online business program where we can actually show you how to do that. Now, I digress. Now, once you figure out your ideal client though, you need to be like, okay, do they actually want this? So when you're sitting there thinking about any product or service, you need to be like actually thinking about them, not thinking about yourself. Don't let your ego get in the way of it. Think about them and be like, all right, do they actually care? Will they actually want this? Will they actually need this? And will they actually invest in order to get this? Okay, so that's your like number two. And when you're doing that, you need to be like, okay, is this actually going to solve a problem for them, right? So is it just like, oh, this is like a fun, kitschy thing that they're going to buy? Is it like a service that's just not really giving them a transformation? It's just kind of giving them more information, because people in today's day and age are in information overload. So if you're not providing a transformation that your ideal client wants and needs, then chances are they might not buy it, all right? So you've got to make sure that you're really clear that whatever it is that you're developing, this idea from the Idea Fairy, has to be able to solve the problem that your ideal client has. And what kind of impact is it going to make for them? And if you're not sure, like if you're like, not totally sure, I feel confident that they might buy it, but I'm not totally sure, but you already have maybe a client list, or you already have an idea of who your ideal client is, ask them. Seriously, guys, ask them the questions. Send out a survey. Ask them, literally, I am developing this. Will this help you? I'm developing this product. Do you want this? Have you been looking for this service? I want to help you. Will this help you? Like, you literally just want to ask the question, because people will be honest. They'll tell you yes or no right away. And if they say no, then it's like, boom, shut down, right? But if they say yes, and you get a lot of yeses and resounding yeses, and people be like, I've been looking for that, I've been waiting for that, then you know that you're on the right track and then you can keep moving forward. But you've got to make sure that your ideal client needs it, wants it, and it's going to solve their problem. Okay, and then the number three, the third thing that you can do to start shutting down that Idea Fairy, and again, I'm not saying the Idea Fairy is bad, I'm just saying that it's like paralyzing for entrepreneurs because we have so many ideas that come in place. So the third thing that you can do is actually think about change. So think about change from a perspective of, if I implement this product or service, is this actually going to change my organization, my business? Okay. You want to think of it from a perspective of like, is it moving you forward in the right direction? Is it something that speaks to your client, that speaks to you, and that speaks to your brand? Is it an idea that meshes with all of the other ideas that you have out there, or all the other products or services? Or is it like really random? Like, is it like, I always think of like those convenience stores that have like, you know, it's like a convenience store, and then they also sell and cut keys, and then they also have the best poutine out there and like all this stuff. And it's like, it's so confusing. Like, you're like, okay, like you're a convenience store. I can buy fruit and vegetables and maybe, or not even, like I can buy like cigarettes from you, I guess. I don't know. And then I can also get poutine, and then I can also get my keys cut and like maybe have a mailbox there. Like, that's weird, right? They're just trying to get anybody in there to spend money. And it's not really giving any kind of clarity. It's not really like providing clarity for their business. So you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're providing, the product or service, isn't random. And it's not just like, okay, like I am this health coach and I do all of these health coaching things. Like I have like, you know, a detox program and I have a weight loss program and everything is providing the same transformation at the end result for my ideal client. But then I also have this like, I don't know, over here I've got like this product that's like, I don't know, I'm selling leather wallets, like, you know, because it's like a really cool idea, but I'm going to still stick it underneath the same umbrella, and that's so weird, right? And it confuses your clientele, and it confuses your message, and it dilutes your brand. So you've got to be really careful to make sure that it's moving your business in the right direction, that it's changing your business in the right way, and that it's actually based on your future projections. So it's not just based on like, oh, like it's not going to keep your business kind of the same. It's not going to kind of like be similar to something you're already offering. It's actually going to move you forward. Okay. So again, the three things is number one, to shut down the Idea Fairy. Number one, you want to think about what's involved. What are the resources, the time, the money, the energy, like everything that's involved in that, and will it actually give you, what is your ROI on it? What's your return on your investment? So if you invest all this time, money, and energy, is it worth it? If you get to the yes, so you're like, whoo, okay, I can move forward. Then step number two is, does my customer actually need it? So my ideal customer, do they actually need this? Or is this an ego thing? Is this just me being like, this is so cool and I want everyone to do it? Or I just want to create this, or I want it. And so because I want it, everyone's going to want it kind of thing. Don't get caught up in that. take a step back and ask your client. Do the research. And then step number three, to shut down the idea fairy again, is change. Will this actually change my business? Will this move my business forward in the right direction? Or is this just going to keep me where I am? Or is it going to set me back? Or is it going to confuse my brand with my customers? So once you can answer those things and you get like yeses, all resounding yeses all the way through, and you're like at the very end, then you're like, you're there. You know that like this idea is not just like from the idea fairy that's just kind of trying to distract me from what it is that I'm currently doing. This is something that I can actually start implementing. And then from that point, you need to start implementing. Now, I'm going to give you some piece of advice, though, that this actually comes from Russell Brunson, who he talks about this often. And he says, you know, until you have a business that's operating, or like a program or a service or something that's operating at like a high level, don't start multiple things, right? Because as soon as you start offering multiple things, so if you have, he talks about it from a sales funnel perspective, but so say you have, you know, this service that you're offering, and then you're going to like, I'm going to offer this service too, so that I can make double the money. What's happening is you're splitting your resources, you're dividing your time, your energy, your efforts, and oftentimes you'll end up with the same amount of money coming in, the same amount of impact you're making in the world. And so when that happens, it's like, would it have been better off? And the chances are yes, to just focus on one and put all of your energy into that, make it as amazing as it can be, and then from there, start building. Okay, so stay focused, guys. Don't let the idea fairy pull you away. Write down the ideas, track them, keep track of them, because you never know where they're going to help you or where they're going to come in. But don't jump on every single idea just because it's coming to you in the middle of the night when you're feeding the kid, right? It literally just takes some time to really go through that process, and you'll make sure that you kind of, it'll help you sort of sift through all of your ideas so that you're not just implementing, and giving up all of your resources where it could have just been super focused on one amazing idea. All right. I hope that helps you guys. Again, if you are interested in learning more about our business program, about our academy programs, or anything at all, please make sure that you check us out at bitchicksacademy.com. As well, if you listen to our podcast and you love our podcast, we'd love it if you could leave a review, leave a comment below, let us know. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas for any future podcasts, please email us info@thechicks.ca. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have. All right. That's it for today, guys. I will see you again next week. Have an amazing day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.